Hi, Jamie.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Just finishing out my day. My name is Evan. I'm the Director of Finances and Services for your region. How are you doing today?
Right on. She was saying y'all had a package for like Facebook and stuff, manage that, and what else does that consist of? How much is it?
I'll get straight to it. So, she was talking about our Platinum package. It's pretty much our like all-around starter package that pretty much puts you on every platform on the front page and the top results, actually, not just the first page. And we're putting you on Google, Yelp, Bing, also Safari. So that's on the first page and top results on every single one of those for any variation of service that you offer. On top of that, we help you out with the Facebook side of things. If you don't have one yet, we'll help you create one and give it a nice look with some posts and just an updated profile altogether that's professional looking. And we also, on top of that, do advertisements for it and just run those for you and do the target advertising programming, which is really like the meat of it. It gets really troublesome for someone who doesn't have those technical background to really program those correctly. So we just take all that weight off of you and take care of it. On top of that, you don't have a website yet, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Let me go ahead. What's the
Yeah.
name of that?
Elite Floor Standing and Refinish. It's ElitefloorStanding.com. My bad.
Let me take a look at that real quick. Okay, this is a pretty good looking website, so we probably don't need to revamp that. That's no problem. So we include all that, and then you're working with a 65-mile service radius, which is pretty large. So I'm gonna definitely mention what comes with this is our live reporting system and management chain. Now, with that live reporting system, you're gonna be able to see, of course, like new jobs and leads we get for you, but even down to clicks we're producing for you, and even the location those are coming from. So our management team will be able to come in and pinpoint certain spots that you're getting a lot of work from. And from there, actually emphasize your marketing to those places so we're getting you the most amount of jobs possible. But yeah, with all that being said, you have been in business for 30 years. Wow. Okay. So that's gonna help you out. Let me go ahead and apply this legacy rate for us. And then coinciding with that, I can also for today apply our Halloween special. And when I do both of those together, that actually takes off over 60% of our normal pricing. So you're looking at a month-to-month rate of $249 a month, and that'd be a fixed rate. We would never bring it up on you. We'd never raise those prices. There's no additional fees or hidden fees at any point. It's just month-to-month pricing, as well as there's no type of contract.
Right. Does that manage the website and all that, or what all that consists of?
Unless you wanted us to recreate your website, which we could do at no additional cost, we would not manage your website. But like I said, we could at no additional cost recreate a website for you, and we would manage it from that point. But without putting our hands on your website, we would take care of Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari, Facebook, and manage all of that for you and pretty much take the reins.
So other than that, I really don't need no one managing. Really all you need is someone just managing I guess just the listing, like you're saying. I don't need no. See, the guy I paid to do the website, he kind of holds it hostage. He took it down like 6 months ago because it's always, I'm always paying him. He's like, well, you're paying $200 a month, but I really don't know what the hell he does other than maybe put some pictures on there. But I mean, I just don't get that. I mean, so if I was to get that, all I have to do is get the numbers back for the website. How would I do? What do I do about that? Do I have to keep them on too, or what am I talking about?
I mean, that's up to you, man. We could promote that website that you got going, but he's charging me $200 a month.
Yeah, that's what they're
Goodness,
charging me.
man. Goodness. I mean, it's
And
a
I got.
good-looking website, but not $200 a month good. I'm sorry, man. That's pretty.
Right, yeah, and I paid him $1,000 to do the damn thing. So, I mean, I thought I owned the website, but he took it down because he said I paid him $200, so I just started paying him again to get him back up and running because it was down for a month.
Yeah,
So,
man. I mean,
yeah,
it's a good-looking website, but I'm gonna be straight honest with you, man. Just let us take care of it and consolidate that cost. I mean, mark out his $200 a month, and you're only paying us $49 extra dollars to actually list you and put you where you need to be to actually have that website be seen by people and not just like kind of like throw it away. You're spending $2,400 a year to just have a website and nothing else attached to it. That's pretty crazy.
Well, he's supposed to be managing my listing, but still, I don't know what he does there either. I don't know.
How long have you been working with him?
Oh, I just started about a little over a year. It's been about a year now. About a year.
Yeah, he should have.
Thinking about divorce, so I had started over with Elite Floor Standing last year, and I just got this back 2 months ago. The listing is just being online now. So before, nobody even knew who I was. It was divorced. I didn't know the email or the password, and it was, you know, it was long, a lot of legal shit to get it back. So I just got it back. So that's where I'm at. So a lot of people call me about this because I did a lot of this with the Elite Floor Standing before I had this listing back. And so I hired a bunch of companies like Brad Rep, Local Listing, and a few others, and him. And I didn't got no jobs. Period, in a year's time, off of any way I did it, and just nothing panned out until I went the legal route and got my listing back. Now I'm back busy finally, but that only happened like 6 weeks ago. Got it back, so
right.
Yeah. So let me email me all your info, so then I might consolidate because I really don't like this other guy anyway. Well, we just got a bad. They said I don't know. We don't get off. So anyway. Could you give me information where I can look it over and talk it over with my significant other and see what I can, what I'm going to do here on top of with that? Because I need somebody managing, but I want to just look into your company a little bit.
We're based out of Orange County, California, specifically Mountain Valley. We've been around for about 20 years now, 20 years going on in December. We have over 10,000 clients nationwide. And I don't know if Ruby went over this with you, but we're something called a Google Premier Partner, which is just essentially a really exclusive partnership we have with them. Literally only 6 other companies in the world have that same partnership. And with that, just to be transparent on how this comes about, is we do first page placement. We don't just put you onto the first page, and we put you onto the top results. You go do a search right now on Google for anything, including like floors around your area. You're going to see that map pop up on Google, and there's like 3 businesses that show up to the next there, right?
Right.
Well, there's 2 of them that still have that position, but the third one's just being cycled in by default because the person that held it before that had that third position looks like they held it for 63 months. And usually what happens in these scenarios is they get complacent with their success. They just find enough internal just revenue and just jobs coming in that they let their position on Google slip from them. And then Google identifies that, and then with us having that partnership with them, we have a straight pipeline where they reach out to us and essentially designate us as well as our 5 other competitors with filling this position. And immediately we get to it and calling around the area and just finding one business. Because not only by our rules and regulations, but by theirs, Google's, they don't allow multiple businesses in one position. You can only have one, and then once you do fill it, you close out the whole position and everybody else gets back to order. So pretty much with this, like if I don't get you nailed down like within the next 24 hours, I essentially have to open up the position again, and we keep on placing these calls. But if it seems like a good fit for you, which it does for me, it seems like a great opportunity. I can put a little bit of a hold. I just have to speak to my supervisor about it, give you some time to research everything, do your due diligence on us, and then we could potentially do business if that sounds good.
Right on. Yeah, that sounds good. Y'all guys are basically, I kind of got that. You've heard of Town Square before? Have you heard of that guy that's called?
Yeah, they do similar work as us. I don't think they have the same partnerships. Like, they may have a partnership with Meta. Like, let me just check.
I used them for many years before all this other BS started.
Yeah, they don't have a Google partnership. They just have third-party partnerships. They aren't actually partners with Google like we are.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, well, send me that. Let me give you my email so I can, you can email it in or I can check into it.
Sure, I'm ready for it.
All right, James Ridley, RIDDLEY, number 8 at Gmail.
All right, James. So I'm actually going to send you over four different emails, the first of which is going to be a link to our homepage. It's a great resource to get to know us as a company, get a better understanding of who we are and what we do. On top of that, I'm going to send you a quote for this package I'm recommending today. Within that as well is going to be our terms and conditions, so you can fully review everything that's within there, making sure just we're 100% transparent with you. The next two are actually going to be samples. One's going to be a sample of the Facebook ads we can run for you, so you get a good look at that. The second one is actually going to be a sample of the the website we can create for you, so you can get a good look at the professional work we do on that end and really make an informed decision of whether or not you want to keep on going with that guy who's doing your current development, or if you'd like to go ahead and consolidate and have us take care of it. So give me one moment. I'm getting all that together for us.
So, yeah, tell that.
So I just sent all that through to you, Jamie. You should receive that now. Or actually, it's James Ridley, RIDDLEY.
Yeah, James Ridley, the number 8, at Gmail.
Ah, I see what I did wrong. One moment, let me resend these to you.
And you say that price includes y'all just building the website for or redoing the website, you say, huh?
Yeah, that $249 includes all of that. Nothing that I said or mentioned is not outside of that consolidated package. We don't have any additional fees or anything like that. And it definitely helps out that you have your own domain already, because we can just use that and it'll fast track you on us pumping out that website.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, if I did do that, how long would it take for all that to be up and running, that website and all you think?
So the website and Facebook side of things, the website will be pumped out usually within like the first 2-3 weeks, along with the Facebook ads. You'll start getting calls and landing some jobs from the Facebook side. Now, you probably know that the actual programming and putting you on that first page takes some man hours, like some serious work that needs to be done. And with that, we're still the industry's fastest, being that we have those resources and contacts with Google. So we're still able to put you on half the time that anybody else can. About 45 days in is when you're going to see yourself pop up on those top 3.
Well, let me tell you this, too. Now, I also purchased, I hadn't been able to figure it out and get it all taken care of, that Yext or whatever. I paid almost like $500 for that. And that was supposed to clear all the search engines up, or almost some of the spelling not right and addresses are not right or whatever. And I haven't had it. I didn't have the website up and running because the guy took it down. It's been one thing after another. The reason why I haven't been completed. But, I mean, that would just clear up that I need to be doing a campaign with Facebook and all that. But you've heard of that? Have you ever heard of that Yext? Yext, where it does all that? Like an AI business or something?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. Like, they're kind of like an automated version of what we do.
I guess, yeah. I just paid for it. I mean, I got it, but I don't know how to. I haven't been able to use it. My guy, I told him, that guy I'm talking about that was doing my website, I tried to get him to do it, and I can't get him to do anything. So, I mean, I just don't.
Yeah.
Is that thing good or what?
I really haven't heard anything about them, to be entirely honest. I feel like those things are really hit and miss, especially when it comes down to AI. You have to know someone that's already familiar with that platform to actually do it right for you. but we'd pretty much take care of that too for you, because one of the first things we do is identify where you're already listed, because then a lot of times, like probably in your own, you're oversaturated where you're being marketed at. So in that case, people are looking up certain things that have nothing to do with you, and you're popping up in front of them.
Okay, I got you. Huh. Yeah, okay. Well, let's, I'm going to check that info out, and it's going to be, it'll probably be until morning if I do it now. When I get back, there are kids that are trick-or-treating.
I mean, I will say this, Jamie. I won't be able to lock you in at that same $249. It's going to probably go up a bit to, like, that $299 if I can't get you today, because we have that Halloween special going on, and I just can't extend that over to tomorrow if we get you signed up tomorrow.
I understand
Yeah,
I understand that, and yeah, I'll just go check in because I pay Brad Rep, Local Search, and it seems like there's a third one too. I paid last year when I was trying to get it cleaned up as well, and that didn't ever get straightened out either. I just don't. But anyway, I'm gonna check you guys out because y'all manage a lot and do the website. I kind of like all that. I've been checking around. I've been body new, so just if I have to pay a little bit more, I understand. I just ain't going to make another drastic just throw any more money away. I really don't have the money to keep doing that. If it's trying just to get busy, I got to get out of this this divorce thing, man. I'm always in court over this shit.
Man.
So I got to get back. But they sold my business a year ago. So, if you can't pay alimony, they sold the whole listing. So I'm just now getting back. So let me get my shit and I'm going to get back with you. Leave me you got your contact, your personal email.
Yeah. Did you receive those emails that I sent to you?
Let me look real quick. Let's see. I got too many damn emails on there. I just seen it. Oh, yeah. Evan Diaz. That is a Local Splash sample website. Yeah, Local Splash.
Yes, sir. So I sent all that through, and that actually is my personal email. Well, to put this hold on there, we got to go ahead and schedule a callback for tomorrow. So what time works for you? Would, like, the morning time be okay?
I got to go pick up one of my workers getting out of jail tomorrow. I got to pick him up in the morning. Why don't we say about lunchtime, by the time I get back in town? Let's say about lunch.
Lunch? About 1 o'clock.
Let's do that. That sounds better. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
All right, let me go ahead.
We can do that together.
And Jamie, I got your phone number here as 864-640-2262. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, nobody reached me. Yep.
All right. And I got you scheduled for that 1 o'clock callback. I'll just be reaching out myself, and hopefully we can get the ball rolling from there. If you come up with, like, any questions or concerns as you're reviewing anything I sent you, that is my personal email, so feel free to go ahead and reach out to me and just shoot me any question you have. Otherwise, we'll reconvene at 1 tomorrow, and we can get everything going from there.
All right, let me ask you this one more question. So now, like, Facebook, now, like I told you, what kind of my ordeal, so... I've done a lot of things the past year. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing when my shit got taken a year and a half ago. So I've made a lot of mistakes. Like, I got profiles on Elite Floor Sanding on Facebook, about three of them. They spell different. I mean, one's lowercase, one's capital. They're just different ones. I mean, and I think that's confusing, too. Is there any way y'all just get rid of all that shit and then just start with just the one? Does that even matter? People say it don't matter. Like Thumbtack, they had to create another one because we couldn't get on the one. And just sometimes I'm looking at my phone, I got multiple Elite Floor Sanders.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter, especially when we get involved, because we're so damn good at just programming things that those other pages that you've had in the past won't even be relevant anymore. You'll have so much momentum essentially behind the page we get involved with that it's just going to make those obsolete, not even searchable almost.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right. That answers that question. Okay. Cool. And this here, I do Angie League, I do Thumbtack and all that. All we're doing is for money. That don't interfere with none of that. Then hopefully I don't even have to do none of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In most cases, people bring us on board, and they generally make that decision in about the first 2 months, and they just see really how night and day it is. Because Thumbtack and them, I mean, they're okay. They'll get you some work, but they aren't going to keep you busy. this is our whole name of the game, is to keep you busy and get you consistent work and keep you there. And it's time and time again, we find people that we sign you on essentially first with no type of contract and just those month-to-month payments. But frequently, and this is very frequent, that we have people call us back and go ahead and get those discounts on those annual terms and stuff just because we've been so successful with them.
Right. Okay, cool. That's a little cool. All right, man. Well, Evan, I appreciate it, bro. And I'll look forward to your call tomorrow, and I'm going to go through all this tonight, all right?
All right, Jamie. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. Definitely look forward to speaking with you tomorrow and hopefully getting the ball rolling on those.
Sounds good, bro. All right, man. You have a good night. Be safe out there. All right, bro.
Yes, sir. You too. Happy Halloween. Bye.
You too.